States are watching for new signs of the sometimes deadly coronavirus. In China, the death toll stands at 41, with nearly 1,300 confirmed cases spread across the country. 15 medical workers are among those who have been infected. One Chinese doctor has died. Two cases of the virus have been identified here in the U.S. A woman in her 60s is hospitalized in suburban Chicago. Dr. Stuart Marcus is with the St. Alexius Medical.
And the patient was appropriately treated. Patient had a mask placed and was asked the appropriate screening questions. And we determined that there was a history that the patient had traveled through the Wuhan region of China.
In the Chinese city of Wuhan, it's believed the new virus originated. Authorities have tightened emergency rules now to deal with the crisis. With air and rail services in and out of Wuhan already shut down, today most vehicles, including private cars, have been ordered out of the downtown area. State media say that only authorized vehicles carrying necessities will be allowed to access the city center. Many of China's plans for Lunar New Year have been canceled. Meanwhile, in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong, with five confirmed cases of the coronavirus, the highest state of emergency has been declared. The AP's Charles Oladesma reports.
The chief executive of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, has told reporters an emergency response level is now in place, meaning that for such a novel infectious disease, the impact on the population will be high and imminent. The measures will affect immigration and travel into the region, as well as suspending major events, postponing the return of children to schools, and stepping up screening procedures at major ports. All flights and high-speed trains between Hong Kong and Wuhan have been cancelled. And there are strict rules at other ports and terminals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More news at voanews.com online. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers are 2 hours into their opening arguments in his Senate impeachment trial. Last night, Democratic House managers wound up their 3 days of arguments, again voicing the theme that if Mr. Trump is not removed from office, he'll be convinced he can basically do whatever he wants without penalty. In Turkey, emergency officials said today the death toll from yesterday's strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 21, with more than 1,000 people injured. Rescue workers continue searching for dozens of victims believed to be buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in below-freezing temperatures. Australia marks its National Day tomorrow. It is an annual day of celebration, but there is something else as well, sadness. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
To many Indigenous people, January 26, 1788, was the day when their land was taken by the British, led by Captain Arthur Phillip. He was the commander of the first fleet of 11 British ships, which arrived at Sydney Cove to signal the birth of the colony. Across the country, Australia Day harbours so many emotions: anger, sadness, pride, and celebration. There'll be so-called Invasion Day rallies, as well as festivities and parties. The government body that organises various community events, the Australia Day Council, said the highs and lows of history are commemorated.
That was Phil Mercer for VOA from Sydney, Australia. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it will work to eliminate the booming business in counterfeit items, available mainly online. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Homeland Security officials consider counterfeiting to be both an economic threat to the country and a potential health issue because of online sales of fake pharmaceuticals and cosmetics with tainted ingredients. Customs and Border Patrol will devote increased scrutiny to online retailers, third-party vendors, and warehouse operators. The department says it will slap fines and penalties on those who engage in fraudulent commerce, including medicine and other items. Among the sites being monitored, Amazon, eBay, and Chinese retailer Alibaba. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Indonesia's top security official says a detained U.S. journalist should be immediately deported from the country. 30-year-old Philip Jacobson, a reporter for a California-based environmental news outlet, was taken into custody last month in Borneo after attending a regional parliamentary hearing involving the People's Alliance of the Archipelago, Indonesia's largest indigenous rights group. This week, Jacobson was formally arrested and told he faced up to 5 years in prison for entering the country with a wrong visa, a claim his employer and U.S. officials have disputed. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.